Welcome once again to Nashville Anthems, dissecting 80s and 90s country music. I'm ever your host, Melton McManerberry, and I want to thank the band Flying Stranger for playing us into this episode. On Nashville Anthems, we're working to find the secret to what it is that makes 80s and 90s country music particularly work. And we're doing that by getting to know each individual song played on satellite radio's 80s and 90s country station, one at a time. Today, we're committed to the Judds' 1998 single, One Man Woman. So, if you haven't already, why don't you pause me now and give One Man Woman a close listen or two. It wouldn't be a bad idea to break out our previous Judds episode on the song Girls Night Out as well, because similar to what I said about Ronnie Millsap in the last episode, we devoted some of that episode to an introduction to the Judds more broadly. So it'd be good to have some of that in your head as we approach One Man Woman. Girls Night Out, by the way, is not one of our more popular episodes, so I do encourage you to go back and listen to it, especially if you maybe skipped over it the first time. But enough about all that. We have a song to tackle. So you know what? Let's get into it. Let's start as we normally do by giving credit where credit is due, with big assists from Wikipedia and Billboard. One Man Woman was written by Paul Kennerly and produced by the Judds' longtime producer, Brent Mayer. Now, with a name like Paul Kennerly, you might think the writer of the song was British. And you'd be correct. Kennerly is an English-born country music songwriter, not something you run into every day. He wrote or co-wrote a bunch of songs you know, including several others by the Judds, like Have Mercy and Young Love. The Judds' recording of One Man Woman landed at side one, track one of their fifth studio album, 1989's River of Time, and it was released as the third single from that album later that year. One Man Woman comes at an interesting point in the Judds' career. River of Time was their penultimate studio album, Love Can Build a Bridge being famously their last. And this is definitely one of the first singles of their last era. It's pretty striking. If you look at their singles chart history, One Man Woman definitely marks a turning point. Before One Man Woman, the Judds had released 21 singles. Do you want to guess how many went to number one? Try 14. That's right, two out of every three singles. Not bad, right? Including previous Nashville Anthem selection, Girls Night Out. And the seven singles that didn't go to number one during that time were mostly Christmas songs and covers. Now, I mentioned it before, but lest we forget, along with Alabama, make no mistake, the Judds dominated the 1980s in country music. But, starting right at the brink of the 90s in late 1989, with this very single, One Man Woman, through Naomi's retirement in 1991, the Judds finished their career with six singles, none of which charted higher than number five. I bet you thought Love Can Build a Bridge topped the chart, didn't you? Yeah, I did too. So One Man Woman is, in fact, the first single after the Judds' last number one, one called Let Me Tell You About Love. So we didn't know it at the time, but with One Man Woman, we really were hearing the beginning of the end of a country music dynasty. So where did One Man Woman peak chart-wise? At number 8, again, quite low for a normal Judds single. Of course, that only emphasizes how successful they were before that. Here's what beat it out in early 1990. Number 7 was the Desert Rose Band with All Over Again. Number 6 was a singer we've encountered a couple of times before on this podcast as a writer on both You Had Me From Hello and Colin Ray's Love Me. That'd be Skip Ewing with his single It's You Again. Number 5 was frequent Nashville Anthem subject Steve Warner with When I Come Home to You. And number 4, the aforementioned Alabama with the song Southern Star. Remember that one? Number 3 was someone we haven't gotten to yet, Ricky Van Shelton with State of a Fool. Number 2 was Tanya Tucker with My Arms Stay Open All Night. And number 1 was an all-time great, Clint Black with Nobody's Home. And you're getting a feel for the changing nature of country music at the time from that list, right? Well, enough about all that. That's some history and context for you. But without further ado, let's get into the song itself and find out what at least I'm hearing in One Man Woman that makes this song what it is. So, you know my goal on this podcast is to be able to say out loud why each of these songs works. What exactly, precisely, is the appeal? And for me, on this one, the appeal absolutely comes from the sultry tone of this song. Now, as we discussed in the Girls Night Out episode, the Judds were quite committed to a particular sound, which we called acoustic with attitude. And that was definitely there, especially early in their career, like in Girls Night Out. But they did start to modify that a bit later on, and we have an example of that in One Man Woman, which we might call acoustic-ish with attitude. Now, we first set the table by noting the super bluesy tone of this song. It's dripping with it, from the first notes in the intro to the low, sultry vocals.
Well, I may want man, woman. I want a woman, man.
To the high, passionate ones.
Well, I may want man, woman. I want a woman, man.
Tons of blue notes there. Arguably, it's just downright minor. We'll talk more about that later. But tonally, the song is overflowing with bluesy attitude, right? I mean, that's practically all the song is, just a big blues attitude fest.
Well, I may want man, woman. I want a woman, man.
Let's run through some of the instruments that are participating in this blues party. It's the Judds, so it starts with acoustic guitar. Listen to how the acoustic guitar sets the tone with this brief pickup to the intro proper. That's E-G-A. 6, minor 7, and 1 in this key, the key of A. Not to be mistaken for its common pentatonic cousin, 5, 6, 1, which would be E, F sharp, A in this key. No, this acoustic pickup goes right for the blues kill with that minor 7th in the middle. But now, despite its being first to the blues party, the acoustic guitar rather quickly goes to the back of the room while others take center stage. One of the instruments that ends up being the life of the party is the harmonica that shows up in the first verse. Right, now, One Man Woman starts with the chorus, don't let that throw you off. The harmonica comes in right after that first chorus as we get to that first verse. Listen to this blues harmonica just sit on those crying whatever they are notes.
I don't need nobody handing me those lines.
Kind of helps you see how a harmonica got its name, right? Crying out, letting its bluesy attitude, timbre, cut right through everything else that's happening on this track.
I want a ring on my finger for the world to see. And when I get home from working, you'll be waiting.
The harmonica player is credited as Kirk Jelly Roll Johnson, too, by the way, just in case you didn't think the instrument itself had enough personality on this track. So we also want to talk about the rhythm on this track, because it's a bit draggy, certainly laid back and patient for a song about a single woman declaring what sort of man she's looking for. You get the feeling she's so assured in who she is and what she wants that she's in no particular hurry, and neither is this track.
Well, I may want man, woman. I want a woman, man.
It's a long track for a country song, clocking in at over 4 minutes, twice as long as many of our favorites. It's also a strong syncopated rhythm, with the unrushed, unpushed syncopations contributing a lot to the patient feel of the song. We'll return to that idea in just a second. I also want to point out the strong backbeat in this groove. You have several different instruments pounding that backbeat. There's the common snare drum in the song's more energetic, passionate parts.
Well, I may want man, woman. I want a woman, man. I've got two hearts to hold.
And the softer, more sultry parts, the snare often yields to a hi-hat.
I don't want no. Bowling me around.
Or to a rim shot. And often when the snare is engaged, the acoustic guitar joins up, especially on some of the strategic twos in those choruses where the vocals go up an octave.
Well, I may want man, woman.
Got two hearts to hold him. So not only a strong backbeat, but one with a strong personality, and moreover, a varied personality throughout the track. So we have not only the rhythmic punch of a strong 2 and 4, but a punch with personality, a punch with attitude.
But I'm a woman.
Those are some of the basic instrumental things that are going on, but I'm leaving off a major instrumental element, right? For sure. There's no question, other than the vocals, One Man Woman is a showcase for the electric piano that permeates the track. You'll remember we encountered electric piano a couple of episodes ago with Colin Ray's Love Me. We also encountered it as a major player in the second song we covered on this podcast, Garth Brooks' Rodeo. One Man Woman, in fact, which predated Rodeo by a couple of years, seems to share quite a bit of DNA with that one, all centering around the electric piano and how it's employed on the track. So the electric piano is great on One Man Woman, a lot of fun to listen to. Your guess is as good as mine who's playing it. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find a credit for that instrument. But whoever it is having a great time, really owning the center stage. Let's listen to some of what it does. First, there's the main hook of the song, which comes right after that bluesy acoustic guitar pickup. Then shows up repeatedly on the track in turnarounds and in the outro. Here's the lick. It's basically dancing around the notes A, G, and E, and toward the end up to a C. It's mostly single notes, but it does add some lower harmony in fourths below the melody when it goes up at the end. That melody is essentially dancing around, or essentially the notes of an A minor 7th chord, which is an A major chord, with the note C sharp flattened to a C natural, and the note G added. The relationship between minor and blues being something we've labored on this podcast, even all the way back to the Rodeo episode where we first encountered it. And here you'd definitely be forgiven for assuming the song was in a minor key from that intro. Actually, I wouldn't argue with you if you insisted the whole song was in A minor, because it's extremely bluesified tonally. It's not playing with the pitch of the third degree like we've talked about, it's just straight up flattening it, not thinking anything of it. As is Winona, listen to some of her melody next to what the electric piano is doing.
Well, I'm a woman, woman. I want a woman, man.
Even when she jumps up the octave.
Well, I'm a man, woman.
So her voice and this electric piano are playing off of each other, mimicking each other, and really just playing the same sultry, bluesy notes, the same sultry, bluesy way. And there's inherent mystery in what's going on here with this electric piano. Remember we talked about this idea of dark mystery in the Rodeo episode? First off, electric piano, even more than, if you will, regular piano, inherently has barely any sustain at all. The notes die almost as soon as you hit them. Arguably, electric piano is at least as much a percussion instrument as it is a string instrument for that reason. So as the listener, you just don't have much time to process the notes the electric piano is playing. You are follow rhythm with a suggestion of melody and harmony. So in these sort of shadows of notes that it plays, specifically on One Man Woman, and also on Rodeo, you're hearing these possibly major, possibly minor blue notes, and in particular, open fifths. Again, something we talked about in the Rodeo episode. So open fifths are chords with no thirds, chords with no answer to the question of their fundamental harmonic character. There's mystery in that, dark mystery. Everything's blue and black, cold and impenetrable on this track. While yet sultry and passionate, there's something dangerous in the mood of this song.
I don't want nobody.
Notice, too, the syncopation in this lick that we referred to earlier. Here it is again. Try to count the beats. Do you hear how many of those notes land off of the beat? Here, I'll count it this time. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You have notes on beats 2, 3, and 4 of that first measure, and then nearly all the rest are on upbeats, including that very first note. Listen one more time. You can hear the attitude in that syncopated rhythm, especially with all those blue notes, right? Refusing to land neatly on the beat, just like it refuses to land neatly in a major or minor key, insisting in both cases on staying in between. And that may sound funny in a song about commitment, but I think what you've got here is a song that's committed in its in-betweenness. In other words, a song demanding to be taken on its own assured, perhaps messy, terms. Now, as we said, the vocal mimics a lot of what the electric piano introduces. So along with the melody notes themselves, we certainly get syncopation in Winona and Naomi's vocals.
I don't need nobody.
Listen, too, to the percussive way that the Judds sing on this track.
Is this I understand? Well, I'm a one-man woman. I want a one-woman man.
There's a lot of punching there without sustaining, right? These are assertive vocals, to be sure, with that assertion all the more apparent in this bluesy syncopated setting. And now the electric piano, as we kind of alluded to, is a dark instrument, painting a sonic picture nowhere near some of the bright stuff we've heard from, say, Diamond Rio and Little Texas. No, this song has a decidedly dark mood, epitomized by the dark vocal timbre that the Judds employ on it. Girls' Night Out wasn't like this, not exactly. Listen to the brighter vocal sound they brought to that one.
It's a girl's night out, and there ain't no doubt.
Here in One Man Woman, it's more brooding, back of the throat kind of stuff.
I don't need nobody handing me those lines.
Gotta love the way they do it together, too. That's what blood harmony is all about. We talked in the Girls Night Out episode about how Naomi's harmony is unique because she manages to match Winona's bluesy notes and delivery with her alto harmony, something that's hard to do and hard to make sound good, especially. But the Judds nailed this, and it's absolutely part of their signature sound. Listen to Naomi's low harmony on the second verse.
If he ain't true and steady, well then he ain't in my plan. 'Cause I'm a one-man woman, I want a one-woman man.
So she's doing the same thing as the low harmony that we talked about showing up toward the end of the electric piano hook. She's dropping down a fourth from the melody and staying there through even the blue notes to double down on the dark, sultry, bluesy sound of this track and of these vocals. Okay, so that's the sonic atmosphere of this song, and it's a thick one. And we've glanced at it along the way, but now let's be explicit about the subject matter of this song as well. What I'm going to call the Judds' late 80s version of feminism. Again, the Girls' Night Out episode may be helpful to go back and listen to here because there was definitely a feminist leaning in that one too. That must have been pretty remarkable for its time. And I think we have something similar here. Now, remember what song was at the number one position on the country chart when One Man Woman peaked at number 8? It was Clint Black, right? From his Killin' Time album. As we talked about in the Killin' Time episode, basically the anthem of dominance of neo-traditionalism in 1989. So just as neo-traditionalism was assuming that country music throne, the Judds are bringing their own twist on some traditional gender ideas in One Man Woman. The basic idea is in the refrain, which does a common country or folk music thing of bookending the chorus. The setup is like this. It's like you say what you're trying to say, letting it maybe introduce some questions in the listener's head, then you explain it a little bit, And then you recapitulate it with that clarified context.
Well, I may want man, woman. I want a woman, man.
Okay, straightforward enough. She's into monogamy, bilateral monogamy at that, make no mistake.
I've got two arms to hold him, to love him all I can.
Interesting. Here the questions might start popping up in our heads, right? Two arms to hold him? Is this just a one-way street? What is he doing while she's using both of her arms to do the holding?
Now it's a free world we live in. Is this I understand?
Interesting still. She's acknowledging her liberation, her freedom as a woman, in 1989 to do what she wants. And there's even an implication that she recognizes those questions we might be asking. She gets it, she says.
But I'm a man, woman. I want a woman, man.
And now we see, as she restates the refrain, that the context of her preference for monogamy, really her insistence on monogamy, is her freedom of choice. She is exercising her freedom by insisting on being committed and on being committed to.
Saying I can keep my freedom in these modern times. I want a ring on my finger for all the world to see. And when I get home from working, he'll be waiting there for me.
So for the woman in this song, there is power in the choice to commit and in the demand for commitment, especially knowing that being so upfront about this demand may, in fact, delay her actually experiencing it. But she is empowered to say here that that's okay. Here's a woman who knows what she wants and doesn't hesitate to say so. That is pretty interesting to me, and it strikes me as close to real life. This is what freedom really feels like when it's truly free and not trying to appear free to others. That's the sort of thing this acoustic attitude the Judds brought to 80s country music was all about. This is a great example of it. So I look forward to more of it as we continue down this road of exploration of 80s and 90s country music. But for now, let's call it a day. It's time to find out what song we'll be looking at on the next episode of Nashville Anthems. To that end, I'm going to pull up Satellite Radio's 80s and 90s country station right now and see what's playing. Seems appropriate. We're back to Shania Twain, and it's the song Honey, I'm Home. I look forward to getting to that one with you in 2 weeks. In the meantime, you know the drill. You can look up Nashville Anthems on Instagram or Facebook. Please do so and let's connect. And of course, don't forget to tell a friend about us. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.